Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. All we got to live on is this hardwood floor.
That's all you need.
As okay. Sung by the Termites.
Yeah. High five me on that one, Rich. Woo!
Actually, it is the Doors.
Should be the Floors, right?
Yeah. Cool. Hey, so first off, you guys got a new cabinet cleaner that's like a degreaser stuff. So it polishes, is it like a polisher thing for your cabinetry too? What is that?
Yeah, it's not a polish. It's a really, really good cleaner.
Okay.
You know, there's all this sort of, you know, there's all these misconceptions. How do you clean, you know, floors? How do you clean cabinets? How do you clean surfaces? So we, you know, it took us a long time to develop the product line that we have. And very early on, we always, you know, got questions on, you know, how do you clean the cabinetry? I mean, kitchen cabinetry specifically. You've got grease splashing on them, all these different things, right? So it's been kind of a tough nut to crack, but we think we've got a phenomenal cleaning product. And we just rolled it out. It took us a long time to develop it, as, you know, with all the other products. But it's there's a degreasing agent in there. It's not going to polish the cabinets, but it's going to remove any contaminants that are on the surface and basically just allow the cabinet to just be nice and clean. It's going to take care of fingerprints. It's going to take care of grease, those sorts of things. So
how does it not take care of a finish then?
Because it's gentle enough not to hurt the finish. So it's going to attack any of the contaminants, but leave the finish alone.
Because, you know, like you said, there's grease and gunk, and I just spray with the hardest thing that I can find. Or sometimes I use that Mr. Eraser.
Yeah, you got to be real careful with those
things.
I know,
but I know I'm supposed to be careful.
Yeah, those can actually damage the coating. And especially if you put some elbow grease into it, those magic erasers and all these other things, you can really hurt that coating. And then once you hurt it, there's no going back. I mean, there's no easy way to touch it up, and you know, it's always going to look different. So our entire product line is designed to be sort of surface specific. So we're not multi-purpose. We're not all purpose. So our cleaning products are specifically designed for each surface in mind. In this case, the cabinetry cleaner is specifically for conversion varnishes, for paints, for those sorts of things. And
it
will not hurt.
What about laminates?
Laminates are fine as well.
Okay.
What's a conversion varnish? Don't use big words, dude.
It's species.
Yeah, you don't want to say that one either.
Right. So conversion varnish is a coating that's used at the factory typically, and they'll spray it on. So it's just it's a type of a urethane coating, very, very durable, great for kitchen cabinetry. But it's something you don't want to hurt, because once you hurt it, there's no easy touch up for it.
Got it.
Ain't no going back.
Right.
How you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So what about painting cabinets? I'm sorry.
Well,
you were going to ask something.
It was. I was going to say, you ready to...
Yes,
you want to do this periscope thing?
Yes,
and you can paint cabinets, but you have to get them clean. So you can clean them down with a mild solution, a soap or something like that. And you want to make sure all that grease and oil's off.
Okay. So we also brought in some samples. He came. You came in with your Mr. Floor tote bag.
Absolutely, because,
and,
you know...
And so what we want to do...
Visuals are great on the radio.
Right. We want to last week we were trying to explain the difference between laminate flooring and a solid wood flooring. And so now you brought in samples, but it still works great on radio, right? So
absolutely.
We're going to do this periscope thing. So I've got this typed in right there. See that? I'm going to hit start broadcast. Okay.
And I've got the map up, and I'm waiting for you guys to pop up you're broadcasting.
Okay. And there you have Aaron on the left, Igor on the right. Okay. See, there you go. So now... You can just take that around and they'll be able to watch this. Yeah.
Look, it's Ron.
Uh-huh. You see, she wanted to shoot this just so to make sure that she didn't get on camera.
Exactly.
That's why she jumped at the chance to go do that. What are you showing on the top of my head?
Do you want me?
Are you looking at... are you showing Rich? All right. So let's...
I'm waiting for you to pop up. It's not popped up yet.
Okay. It probably will. In a little bit. It says broadcasting right there, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, see? Okay, good.
No, it disappeared, whatever it was.
All right, it does. All right, so now let's go over here and show the what are you doing?
Come on, Robbie.
She has ADD. You know, it's unbelievable.
Okay, so Robbie, this is a solid red oak 3 1/4 inch piece of wood for flooring.
Okay.
Comparing that to a 3 1/4 inch engineered piece of hardwood flooring, which you can float.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to look at actually.
It's like very, very important.
No,
that.
No, those are his samples, and he will not part with them.
Wasn't.
I leave these with nobody.
So this is all wood. It's just.
It's all different layers.
Solid
of wood.
Wood.
It's all solid wood.
Right.
Okay. The hardwood, which is oak, is the top layer, which can be sanded 2 to 3 times.
But look at all the different layers within the core. Mm-hmm. You see all these different plies. That's where we get our dimensional stability. Is from all those layers that are canceling each other out. Really, when the wood expands and contracts, and keeping the floor nice and stable.
Now the cool thing is when you look at it from
is
on top,
broadcasting?
They look identical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so oak.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Oh yeah,
maple.
And then
maple.
Wait, go back.
Uh-oh, she's doing something there.
No, I'm not.
She's zooming in.
Is she zooming in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it solid maple?
Okay. Both, I have a solid maple and an engineered
and the veneer
maple.
Mm-hmm. Engineered?
Yeah, Rich, you can't see it. Hi.
No.
Great, thanks.
And neither can any other listener right now, so
really?
That's why you have to be a little more descriptive.
Okay, and then this would be actually a walnut. I don't have a solid walnut, but this is a walnut that we can do. And we can also do hickory.
Yeah, it popped up here. I've got it here.
Okay,
Rich.
So tell me.
You really?
Yeah.
That's for true. Those who didn't hear last week, the benefits of each. Or either.
Of each of the
each
solid
format.
Versus engineered?
Yeah.
Yes. So this is all engineered.
Right.
This is
Even
all engineered.
Though it's all solid wood.
Correct.
It's engineered solid wood.
Somebody put it all together.
Okay.
And that makes it more dimensionally stable so it can float.
This makes it more stable.
Correct.
But you can also use wider planks now. So
correct.
Someone
right.
that likes a wide plank floor, instead of using solid wood that's going to warp, check, all
yep.
that other, now you can use something that's going to stay be more stable and last a lot longer.
Right. So Aaron is showing a 3 1/4 inch width, but we can go. I've got a client that I'm going to be working with coming up on a large, large project. They want to go 6 inches wide. 6 inches wide. And, you know, in these massively large rooms. And when you get 6 inch wide material in these wide, long rooms, that wood's going to want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it
right.
to go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want it to just be right where it's at.
Yes.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to use an engineered format. The top layer is very, very thick. As Robbie was just periscoping, we could see the top layer is very, very thick. It can be sanded. It can be refinished multiple times, almost as many times as a solid wood floor. And the client is not giving anything up. They're gaining. They're not giving.
Right.
They're gaining a lot.
Now,
and that can
again, if
go ahead, Rachel.
If somebody's watching on Periscope, if you look at the cross section, and you can see all the different layers. But one of the other things that's key between a higher cost floor, a more quality floor, is that looks like cabinet grade plywood. It's tight grained, crisscrossed. Where if you look at a lesser hardwood floor, you'll see the pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
right.
There's,
yeah.
It's
there's
a lot
air
more
gaps.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ron is going to have to repeat the question.
That the when you look at a cheaper wood flooring. You're going to have voids inside those different plies,
right.
which make it a little bit cheaper. So if you show them on the Periscope
yeah,
thing
how,
again.
So what Rich is referring to is look how nice and tight that core is. See, everything, there's no voids, there's no gaps. Everything's been plied and fused perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And, if
and
you
so
look,
that
if you
creates.
Look at the back, too, you could see it's
yep.
a solid piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
solid
you're saying
piece of
other
wood.
Places aren't as good.
Right, exactly. So
correct.
The cheaper floors yes. will have these voids, and that's what Rich is referring to. There'll be voids in here. There will be areas where the plies maybe aren't as tight. All of that contributes to a floor
longevity.
That...
Longevity.
Exactly. So we're looking for longevity, dimensional stability, all those sorts of things. So this type of construction is all we specify, and we do that with quality in mind.
Right. So when you get into a lower quality floor, you also have less plies, so maybe 2 or 3 or 4.
Right.
As opposed to the 9-ply that we have here.
Right.
Right.
What do you mean float? You were saying.
Okay, so floating the floor, we had talked about it in the past, but a floating floor is not attached to anything. It actually goes over concrete, or if we have to go over sub-4, which is plywood, just for the dimensional stability of the width of the product.
a floating floor sits in between all the walls and is held down by its own weight, but it's not attached to anything.
Gravity holds it in place.
Right.
Right. It's attached to and your,
and your couch.
Board.
Yeah,
right.
And your couch.
Right. It's
and
attached
to the end.
It goes right up. It goes to about a half of an inch, depending on how long the span is, to the actual walls. And then you have a piece of base and shoe, base shoe that goes over that to cover up your expansion cap.
So they click together, or they snap together?
This one is actually a tongue and groove, which is glued together.
Okay, so you put a glue on the edge?
Right.
So we have a question here. Can you use that for concrete floors? So you already answered
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah. This is perfect floor. For concrete floors.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you still put a moisture barrier down.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course, but the benefit is if the concrete is maybe cracked in some way, or if the concrete is not absolutely perfect, the ability to float, which means we attach all the pieces to each other, but then we just lay them loose on top of this moisture barrier.
Right.
We're basically not as concerned with what the concrete is doing below us, because the floor is, in essence, floating. This is where the term floating comes from.
Where, like, if you did a tile floor, and it could crack and it could transmit right through the tile.
So there's no transmission. Yeah, so Rich is saying that, you know, if we're taking tile and attaching it to the concrete and the concrete cracks, the tile will crack with it. With a floating wood floor, if the concrete cracks or shifts or moves, the floating floor is still there and it's not sort of dependent on what's going on below it.
Right.
So
when we do a lot of
Go ahead, Rich.
No, that's all right. Let her go.
All right, go ahead. One more time. She's done.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, we do the same thing with, you know, the tile on the floors. They'll use those membranes that are out now. And those are cool because they'll actually release from the concrete, and then it is a floating tile floor then.
Correct.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you don't get the cracks. It's pretty amazing, the technology now for doing any of the
floors. And those cracks don't broadcast through there, so it makes it huge. All right. There we go. We did a little Periscope thing. Say bye, Robbie.
Bye, Robbie.
All right.
Bye, Robbie.
That was the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, and pre-finishing and repair.
This is
one more MrFloor.com. We'll be back right after this.
We'll return.